Around the grounds, Brisbane captain Tom Rockliffe.
Yes, at 8:05, RSN 927 Sports Heaven with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan. Great to have the captain of the Lions with us. G'day, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. Been a big day yesterday for you.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, with the announcement, it was a pretty big day.
Tell us about how it all unfolded. When did you find out?
Swanee rang me and informed me just before the press conference, about 12 o'clock, because we had our medicals and reviews as well, and we've got them today. So I found out from a call from Swanee, but the playing group, as I said, got an email from the club, or email, text message, about 12:30 before the press conference. Obviously, with not everyone being in there, it was going to be difficult to communicate that any other way.
Tommy, was it the right call?
To get rid of Justin?
Yep.
I think that the club's made that decision, and obviously, as a player, we support the club.
Mate, there was talk that you may have... There was obviously murmurings for the last couple of weeks, but that you were told, or players were told, before the game on the weekend. Is there any truth to that?
No, none at all.
So were you, as captain of the football club, were you consulted by any representatives of the board or administration, the chief executive, about the decision?
We obviously, they had a board meeting last week, and they asked me to come along, and I took all the other leaders in with me, and they just asked us questions around the footy club and what was going on. So they did a full sort of review of all departments, and that's the decision that they came up with.
So you went in. How many of the leadership group actually went into the board meeting, and you were there answering questions that the board put to you about all things football?
Dane Zorko, Daniel Merritt and Daniel Rich all went in. I think the other boards had prior commitments that they couldn't get out of, so us forward in there, and the board just asked us different questions on a range of topics.
Was that confronting?
No, it wasn't too bad, I think. It was a good process. They obviously wanted information on why we'd underperformed this year and so on, and it was a pretty good process to go through.
What did you say when they asked you, why have you underperformed?
Oh, I think there's a number of reasons. I think our development, we need to continue to improve that. We probably need some external leadership programs to come in and help us out. So there was a number of things that we talked about. Obviously, we're a young group, and when you've got so many younger players out there playing, they're all just happy to get games. So it's hard to buy into that team thing. But when you're an older bloke and you're a little bit more settled, that's when you can start to buy. That's when you buy into the team game and want the team to improve. So that was a challenge for us this year. When you have sort of 9 or 10 kids that are just happy to be playing out there, it does become a challenge.
Tom Rockliffe, the captain of Brisbane, with us, RSN 927 Sports Heaven.
Tommy, when Zorko, Merritt, Rich and yourself walked out of that board meeting, could you get a sense that it wasn't going to look good for Justin Lepage?
No, not at all. They just put different questions to us. We were just honest and just said what we thought, and we didn't get an indication either way. We still didn't know until yesterday. The decision and which way it was going to go.
Have you spoken to Lepper since yesterday?
I tried to call him yesterday. Obviously, everyone was sort of everywhere, and his phone was off at the time. So I haven't spoken to him as of yet, but I'll try him again today.
If I have to ask you a question in relation to what type of coach best suits the playing group right now, how would you answer that?
I think we need... Well, it's for the club to go through the process and so on. I think we need someone that's going to educate the group and continue to to have a real strong focus on development for this group. We obviously know where we're at. We're young, and the development is really important for us.
So would you say an experienced coach is needed with some really good, strong development coaches at his side?
As I said, I'm not 100% sure, and I'm not sure what the club's got in mind at this stage.
So where's your situation now on the back of all this? Obviously, the retention of players over the last few years hasn't been great, and that's been well documented. Will Tom Rockliffe be at Brisbane next year?
Yeah, I'm contracted next year, and I'll be here.
Tom, in terms of the rest of the playing group, have you been able to, and it's always difficult when the season finishes, because as you said, you go your separate ways, but have you spoken to many of the other players? I mean, are there, in terms of just getting everyone together, will you get everyone together to have a day out or to reflect on what's happened?
Yeah, we've got a full team meeting this afternoon, and then we have our players drinks tomorrow, which would be a good opportunity to finish the season off and then go from there, and then the boys put on a dinner on Thursday night for all the volunteers that help out, which is good. So there'll be a couple of opportunities to have a few beers together and reflect on the season and move on, and then obviously get away. I think the boys need a good break. It's been a tough old year, and come back and hit the ground running for 2017.
Who will talk or present or address the team meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, Leper would have done that, but I'd assume probably Matty Francis, his footy manager, will probably run that meeting there.
Tommy, when you're in this situation, and give us an insight into your mentality as well as your teammates, do the players feel responsible for when a coach is sacked?
Yeah, I think you do a little bit, yeah. Obviously, you're the one out there, or the players are the ones out there performing it, trying to perform the game plan, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that this season to the level that needed to get done. So yeah, absolutely take a little bit of responsibility for it.
Philosophically, where did Leper go wrong in trying to sell the right message how to play AFL footy? Was it too much slander towards offence?
I think the way we played this year was probably a little bit too much offence, and you've seen the way we got scored against heavily, but there's a number of factors, I think, that the reasons why we didn't hit our straps, and injuries to key personnel didn't help that either.
So, mate, after the team meeting this afternoon and the dinner on Thursday night, where are you off to? Are you off for a break somewhere?
Yeah, I'm off to Thailand with one of the other boys and my housemate to play golf. So we leave on Sunday. Our best and fairest on Saturday night, and I'll go away for 10 days and then just back here in the middle of September.
Who wins your BNF? Dane Zorko, mate?
I think so. I think he has to win it.
He's had a good year, hasn't he?
Wins it quite comfortably, yeah. Yeah, he had an outstanding first half of the season.
Do you think he was snubbed by AFL All-Australian selectors?
Yeah, well, he probably should have got in the squad, yeah. It's a tough one because he's obviously a midfielder, and you look at the players that are in there in midfielders, it's like, who do you take out to put him in? So it is a tricky one.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for coming on, and thanks for your wonderful support through the year. It's been great getting an insight from a Brisbane standpoint right through the course of the year, mate. It's been a tough one, as you've said, but a new beginning, and certainly hopefully onwards and upwards from here. So thanks again for all your help through the year. It's been great, mate.
Thanks for the season, guys. Thanks.
Well done, Tommy. Cheers. Good luck, mate.
Tom Rockliffe, the captain of the Brisbane Lions, with us, and he's been with us right through season 2016. And I've got to say, Mick, just up front, straight at you, honest, it's been incredible. And we discussed before we came on the show this morning with what happened yesterday. We had Tom Book to come on this morning and thought, oh, gee, you know, I wonder whether with the events of yesterday, sometimes you get the text message of caught up, busy, whatever. But he has not shirked his responsibility one iota through the season, and happy to come on. And we got a message from certainly our producer that he's raring to go, ready to come on, talk about anything, and that he does. So it's been great having him part of the show for 2016.
Yeah, Brett says via text message he cannot but help but admire Tommy Rockliffe. Sounds very low, but hope he hangs in there. Yeah, I think we all are in that corner there, Brett. And you'll never know about the relationship between captain and coach. There's been a lot of smoke throughout the year about maybe the relationship between the two were tested. But generally when you have a losing environment, there's always some sort of blame game. Who's at fault or who's not listening to who? Is the message sinking in? That's when you find out about your club and find out about your people within it. And it's just an interesting part of footy, isn't it, Chris O, that you try to cover the cracks as best you possibly can, and you need really strong leaders at the top, being the coach and the captain, to make sure you eradicate all these misconceptions of what's going on internally.
Yeah, indeed. And a couple of things that really interesting coming out of that was that in response to your question about where it went wrong, it was a game style based on offence rather than defence, and that was, he put that on the table, but also the fact that four of the leadership group were summoned into the board meeting to talk about the season and no doubt talk about Justin Lepich. So interesting, and I don't think that's certainly new news.
And one of them not there next year, in that case, was Merritt.
Yeah.
Who was a part of the four with Zorko, Rich, and obviously Tommy Rockliffe, the other three.
A break, and back with your calls, 1300 652 927. If you've got a solution for the Brisbane problem, happy to take your call, or you can send a text on 0416 90 50 52. And, of course, this morning, in the next 14 minutes, we'll be putting together our all-Australian backline. So send us your suggestions on 0416 90 50 52 or call us now, 1300 652 927.